Hello, my name's Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. Normally, I do these Q&As that come into Learburg through the front of learburg.com to my wife, Cindy. There's an Ask Cindy portal. People don't need to be a customer of Learburg to ask a dog training question, but this one is an interesting one because I think it's an important one, probably a pretty common one that came into us through Facebook. And I'll read it, and it's not going to be a long answer because it's pretty simple. Said, I really appreciate your website. My dogs have all been fine together for many years, but about a week ago, the three of them got in a vicious dog fight. Eventually, two of them turned on one. If my brother hadn't shown up to help, the two may have killed the other one. It was a nightmare. I'm sure it was. Is there anything I should do in particular after a fight that was that bad? Yeah, there is. The only thing, there's not a solution to fix this where you're going to do something to these dogs that are going to miraculously get along together forever. She, if this is a she or he, didn't say what the trigger was for the fight. So if you don't know what the trigger is, that even makes the solution more difficult. But when something like this happens, you can never, ever, ever trust these dogs again to be together when they're loose. You're going to have to manage them for the rest of your life. If you want them to be together when they're loose, they better always have a muzzle on. And we sell, I don't know how many different sizes and styles, over 100 different sizes and styles of muzzles. But that's the only safe way to do it. And quite frankly, you can condition a dog to not mind having a muzzle on. If they learn that once the muzzle gets on, they get to go for a walk. Once the muzzle gets on, they get to do something they enjoy doing, go for a ride in the park, wherever. But anybody that does buy a muzzle from us gets that conditioning video that I produce free of charge. But in this case, if you want to have a dog loose in the house, you better have the other two locked up, either in dog crates or in other rooms. Because you're not going to fix this, and no matter what anybody tells you, certainly not with remote collars. Anybody that tries to use a remote collar to break up a dogfight is a beginner, and they don't have very much experience with training dogs. Because if anything, using a remote collar on a dogfight, the dog that's getting stimulated is going to think that the other dog is doing this to him, and he's just going to fight harder. So hopefully this gives some people an idea. I have, if you want to know how serious this is, go to learburg.com and type in learburg.com/dogbites.htm, and we'll put the URL on the screen right now. And you can look at some nasty, nasty photos that people sent me when they had issues with their dogs, their own dogs, biting them. And this is a serious issue.